you have heard on this air in relation to the AB InBev stuff, that a lot of people feel so angry about Anheuser-Busch selling out as they see it that they're going to boycott Anheuser-Busch products. Is that the way to go? Well, Tammy Katz is CEO and founder of Katz Marketing Solutions, and she joins us right now on Total Information AM. And Tammy, you have a lot of experience with Fortune 500 brands, Frito-Lay, Miller Brewing, Scott's Company. Do a lot of people feel this way in their local community and then get over it, or do you think that St. Louis might in some way be unique?
They'll definitely get over it. It certainly hurts a lot right now for a local company that's so fantastic and is so deeply enmeshed with the community. But when the dust settles, consumers really care about brands, not corporate owners.
If you were going to run some advertising in the St. Louis area, because it stands to reason that here in St. Louis and where the other AB breweries are going to be the hotbeds of people who are probably going to be a little bit more upset about this whole thing, how would you massage the brand and say to the people who live in those communities, hey, look, this isn't going to be such a bad deal for you after all?
The best way to manage the brand from both an advertising and a public relations standpoint is to really be forthright and acknowledge what's great about the brand and why the consumers love you so much. So in the case of advertising, if they just pretty much stick to their knitting and talk about why they're the world's most beloved brand, taste great, and have a fantastic image, they'll ride it through. And from a public relations standpoint, really, everything that's been announced about the acquisition, when the dust settles, is going to be very favorable for the company. They're going to maintain most of the management. All of the production will stay in America. So again, you know, when the dust settles, it's really going to be very good for the company as well.
And speaking of beer, you've had experience with beers, namely Miller Lite. Mm-hmm. You were part of the successful turnaround of that brand, which had not been doing well. Do you see any similarities between that and Bud Light? Obviously, Bud Light is a giant, but what comparisons could you draw?
Really, the industry is so dependent on consumers loving your taste and your image, particularly among the target audience, which is males 21 to 27. So when you get the product and the imagery and the advertising communication right, consumers are really happy to stay with the brands that they've loved for so long.
One of the reasons that AB has done as well as they have in creating that image and maintaining it is the amount of money they've been spending. Yet at the same time, InBev and Carlos Brito are known as a company that looks very carefully at the bottom line and even the line by line. How does that play with regard to how AB has been spending money to keep that image intact?
I'm very optimistic about InBev being really smart about growing the jewel of this brand that they've chosen to invest with. If you look at their history, they've really done a lot to grow Beck's and Stella Artois internationally because they really understand what great beer is and what beer branding is. And I really expect them to do the same with the Budweiser brands. In fact, they've had a licensing deal with AB for several years, and they've grown Budweiser to be the top brand in Canada. So I really think they get it of what it's going to take to keep protecting and reinvesting in one of the greatest brands ever.
Tammy, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Tammy Katz is CEO and founder of Katz Marketing Solutions, joining us on KMOX.